The police detective. I shift into a jog and follow him down the block toward the river. I don't think he sees me, but he has this peculiar way of looking around, pivoting his head side to side as he goes. It's hard to explain what makes him different. His motions are stiff, but he cuts through space without any apparent effort. Despite the dull navy outfit, he looks sharper than the rest of the world, more in focus, like Dad and Sophie. The man turns left at Chestnut and Third, and I follow him into Franklin Court. He stops inside the skeleton of Ben Franklin's missing house. Some idiots tore it down 200 years ago, but for the bicentennial, the city erected a steel ghost house to replace it. I tuck myself behind one of the big white girders and watch. The man unbuttons his suit and winds himself. Yeah, that's right. He winds himself, like a clock. There's no shirt under his jacket, just clockwork guts, spinning gears, and whirling cogs. There's even a rocking pendulum. He takes a T-shaped key from his pocket, sticks it in his torso, and cranks. Hardly police standard procedure. Clueless tourists pass him without so much as a sideways glance, and I always assumed the going unnoticed thing was just me. He stops winding and scans the courtyard, calibrating his head first on one point, then another, while his finger spins brass dials on his chest. I watch, almost afraid to breathe. The man rings, a deep, brassy sound, not unlike Grandmom's old mantle clock. I must have gasped, because he looks at me, his head ratcheting around 270 degrees until our eyes lock. Glass eyes. Glass eyes set in a face of carved ivory. His mouth opens, and the ivory mask that is his face parts along his jawline to reveal more cogs. The sound reverberates through the empty bones of Franklin Court. He takes his cane from under his arm and draws a blade from it, as a stage magician might a handkerchief. He raises the thin line of steel and glides in my direction. Heart beating like a rabbit's, I scuttle across the cobblestones and fling myself over a low brick wall. His walking stick comes sword, strikes against the brick, and throws sparks. He's so close, I hear his clockwork innards ticking, a tiny metallic tinkle. I roll away from the wall and spring to my feet. He bounds over in pursuit. I backpedal. I could run faster if I turned around, but a stab in the back isn't high on my wish list. He strides toward me, one hand on his hip, the other slices the air with his rapier. An older couple shuffles by and glances his way, but apparently they don't see what I see. I stumble over a rock, snatch it up, and hurl it at him. Thanks to shot put practice, it strikes him full in the face, stopping him cold. He tilts his head from side to side. I see a thin crack in his ivory mask, but otherwise he seems unharmed. I dance to the side, eyeing the pavement, find another rock, and grab it. We stand our ground, he with his sword and me with my stone. Your move, Timex! I hope I sound braver than I feel. Beneath the clockwork man, a hole opens. The manhole-sized circle in the cobblestones seethes and boils, spilling pale light up into the world. He stands above it, legs spread, toes on the pavement, heels dipping into nothingness. The sun dims in the sky, like an eclipse, still visible, just not as bright. My heart threatens to break through my ribs, but I inch closer. The mechanical man brings his legs together and drops into the hole. The seething, boiling hole. I step forward and look down, into a whirlpool that could eat the Titanic for breakfast. But there's no water, only a swirling tube made of a million pulverized galaxies. Not that my eyes can really latch onto anything inside, except for the man. His crisp, dark form shrinks away into faraway brightness. Is this where Dad goes when he drops in on someone? Is the clockwork dude his rival researcher? The sun brightens, and as it does, the hole starts to contract. Sharp edges of pavement eat into it, closing fast. I can't let him get away. Somehow, we're all connected. Me, the mechanical man, Sophie, and Dad. I take a step forward and let myself fall.